St. Catherine of Siena is the patroness of my community. I live at the Priory of St. Catherine of Siena, which is right across 68th Street from the hospital here. St. Catherine of Siena is also one of the patronesses of Italy. She is a doctor of the church, and she is a patroness of those who care for the sick. St. Catherine of Siena is a saint for so many different reasons, and that's part of why she's my favorite saint. St. Catherine of Siena is a doctor of the church. She's recognized for her wisdom. She wrote many letters that have survived and are recorded and collected in volumes. She also wrote a book called The Dialogue, recording her conversation, her dialogue in prayer with God. St. Catherine of Siena is also a saint because of her mystical prayer. St. Catherine had a very deep, intense life of prayer. She spent hours and hours every day in silent prayer with the Lord. And on an almost daily basis, she was caught up in a kind of mystical trance, and the people around her couldn't wake her. Even if they poked her with something sharp, she wouldn't seem to even notice. She was in this kind of mystical trance in which she was experiencing communion with the Lord. St. Catherine of Siena is also famous for her activism. She was a person who traveled. She traveled and spoke to and influenced a lot of people, including the Pope. She's credited with convincing the Pope to return to Rome. For many decades, the Popes had been living in France, in a town called Avignon in France. And St. Catherine went to Avignon and spoke to the Pope and convinced the Pope to move back to Rome. The Pope is the Bishop of Rome, and so it's fitting that the Pope be in Rome, and St. Catherine convinced the Pope to do that. St. Catherine was politically influential in her time. But another reason that St. Catherine is a saint, or that she is recognized as being a saint, is the way in which she cared for the sick. St. Catherine lived in the middle of the 14th century, from 1347 to 1380. And that was the time of the bubonic plague, and the time when plague was ravishing all of Europe, including Italy. And she lived through multiple outbreaks of plague in her hometown of Siena in Italy, and she was heroic in the way that she cared for the sick. She nursed the sick to health. She provided basic care for the sick, very much at her own risk, risking her own health and her own safety in order to care for the sickest of the sick and the people who many others were neglecting out of fear because they didn't want to be infected with the plague. St. Catherine heroically served even the most difficult patients, and many of whom were not kind to her and ungrateful for the care that she provided them. And that did not at all deter her. She kept ministering to those people. She kept caring for those people, even though her task was not being appreciated. St. Catherine of Siena is a wonderful example for us in so many ways. But as we celebrate this Mass here at Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, we rightly focus on her heroic care for the sick, the way in which she is a model to us of selfless care. She cared for the sick despite the risks to herself. And that's been the case for so many people here and at other hospitals and healthcare institutions, especially during this past year, especially during the outbreak of coronavirus and the world pandemic that has caused. And so many healthcare workers have heroically cared for the sick in ways that are risky to themselves. And in that heroism, they, whether they know it or not, are imitating St. Catherine. And so today we call upon St. Catherine as the patroness of those who care for the sick. Across the street at my priory of St. Catherine of Siena, where I live, we have a big statue outside of St. Catherine of Siena with the inscription below, St. Catherine of Siena, patroness of those who care for the sick. And so the many people here who are caring for the sick are objects of St. Catherine's patronage, of her care and of her prayer. And we invoke that prayer today. We ask St. Catherine to intercede for everyone here, for the patients here, but also and especially for the staff here and all those who are imitating her heroic work of caring for the sick.